Vermont is one of the whitest states in the country, and if you live in a little town with a little library, it can be hard to track down books written by African Americans. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this story about one man's commitment to bridging the racial divide through books.
The first time Claude Winfield visited the Putney School, he realized pretty quickly that he was far away from Harlem, where he grew up.
So when we got up there, it was snow all over the place. We pulled into the main entrance where the main building is, and this girl walks out of the building in lederhosen. My father turns to me and says, "You sure you want to go to school here?"
It was the winter of 1957, and Winfield was in Vermont with his dad checking out the small progressive high school in Putney. He enrolled in the ninth grade later that year, and he says the student body in Putney was very different than the classmates he had in New York. They were white, mostly. A lot of them also came from privileged families, and they were ahead of him academically. And Winfield says he also noticed a difference in the books he was reading. Back at his school in Harlem, black history and the literature and poetry of African Americans were all in the curriculum. In Putney, not so much. And Winfield said even though he was a shy kid in a new environment, there were things he could teach his classmates too.
There is a lack of presentation of our history and not that depth of understanding of the black experience. I'm here not just for my learning, but for their learning. I'm going to learn, they're going to learn.
Winfield graduated from Putney School in 1961, and he spent his career as a teacher and principal. And at every school, he made sure the libraries had plenty of books by African Americans. He also kept in contact with the Putney community. About 20 years ago, Winfield decided he wanted to do something special for his alma mater. Winfield started an endowment, and he dedicated himself to purchasing books for the Putney School Library, written by African Americans or about race in America. He set a goal of purchasing 1,500, and last year, the library met and then surpassed that goal.
So, for example, we've got books on, you know, Jim Crow, the hip-hop wars, Black Like You, How to Be Black, the Cornell West Reader, Smoketown.
Sarah Wiles is the librarian here at the Putney School. She says Winfield sends some money at the beginning of each year and occasionally makes suggestions for specific books or authors. And sometimes a package from Amazon will arrive from him with a few new books for the collection, which is nearing 1,600 at this point. He's probably spent more than $50,000 since starting the collection 20 years ago, and each book has a plate, designed by Winfield, on the cover page. Putney School recently joined the Catamount Library Network, a group of 18 public libraries around Vermont that share an online catalog. And so Weil says the collection is now available throughout the state.
A book collection is never going to change the world, but having access to knowledge, I think, can really open people's eyes. And especially in a state where we have so much work to do because we are, you know, ostensibly the whitest state. And so I feel like just having access and seeing the point of view of other people that we live with on a daily basis and reading hopefully creates a greater degree of understanding.
Winfield never expected that his books would be distributed across Vermont one day, or that some young white kid far away from the Putney School might take out a book by Maya Angelou or James Baldwin and maybe inch that much closer toward understanding and compassion.
It's that total experience that's unshared and unspoken. And how do you breach that wall? How do you bring it about? The books are just a mechanism for opening up all of that experience and trying to create a learning environment where everybody shares in everybody's experience, not to the exclusion of anybody's experience.
Winfield is 76 now, and he doesn't get up to Putney very much. But the Claude Winfield collection is here, and it's still growing. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.